WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. And today, let's talk about something that's both incredibly powerful and often overlooked. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up for every little mistake, every missed opportunity? You know that feeling when you trip on a crack in the sidewalk and instantly think, seriously, Brooks, you're so clumsy. We've all been there. But here's the thing. That inner critic can be brutal. It holds us back from truly being ourselves, learning from our experiences, and building genuine connections with others. Today, we're going to explore how cultivating self-compassion, treating ourselves with kindness, understanding, and acceptance can not only improve our own mental well-being, but also enhance our relationships with the world around us. Get ready to unlock a whole new level of inner peace and personal growth. Think of this as your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of genuine connection. First off, let's ditch that idea that self-compassion is some kind of weakness or self-indulgence. It's absolutely not. Think about it like this. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, right? You'd probably offer them a listening ear, some words of encouragement, and maybe even a slice of their favorite cake to cheer them up. Why then do we treat ourselves so much harsher than our closest pals? Self-compassion is about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes. That's part of being human. It's about acknowledging our imperfections without judgment and treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer to someone we care about. Now, let's talk about how self-compassion translates into real-world benefits. When you practice self-compassion, you become more resilient in the face of challenges. Instead of spiraling into negativity, when things get tough, you can approach setbacks with a sense of calm and acceptance. You learn to see mistakes not as failures, but as opportunities for growth and learning. Think about it this way. When you're kind to yourself, you create a safe space for self-discovery and exploration. You're less afraid to take risks, try new things, and step outside your comfort zone because you know that even if things don't go perfectly, you'll be there for yourself with support and encouragement. Here's another powerful aspect of self-compassion. It strengthens our relationships with others. When we treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, we create a ripple effect that extends outwards. We're more likely to be patient, empathetic, and forgiving towards those around us because we've learned to extend the same grace to ourselves. Imagine this. You're having a disagreement with a friend or colleague. Instead of reacting defensively or getting caught up in anger, you take a moment to pause and practice self-compassion. You acknowledge that everyone has their own perspective and that it's okay to disagree. This shift in mindset can transform the entire interaction, leading to a more constructive and understanding conversation. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been putting immense pressure on herself to create her masterpiece. She's working late nights, sacrificing sleep, and constantly comparing herself to other artists. Then, she stumbles upon this concept of self-compassion. She starts practicing mindfulness, recognizing her thoughts and feelings without judgment. She gives herself permission to rest, to explore different creative avenues, and to celebrate the small victories along the way. The result? Sarah not only produces some truly remarkable work, but also rediscovers the joy of creating art. See, self-compassion isn't about ignoring your shortcomings or setting the bar realistically low. It's about acknowledging your struggles with kindness and understanding while still striving for growth and progress. It's about recognizing that you're human, perfectly imperfect, and that's absolutely okay. So what can you do right now to cultivate more self-compassion in your life? Start by being mindful of your inner critic. Notice those harsh judgments and try to reframe them with a more compassionate lens. Treat yourself like the good friend you would want to have. Offer words of encouragement, celebrate your wins, even the small ones, and extend forgiveness for your mistakes. And remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and enjoy the process of becoming more kind, understanding, and compassionate towards yourself and others. Stay tuned for more daily doses of stoic wisdom and practical tools for navigating life's challenges. I'll be right here, cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, go out there and rock your day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.